Here's the headline. South Dakota Republican drafts bill to nullified Biden's executive orders. Yay, South Dakota. State representative in South Dakota wants a new law giving the state the power to nullify executive orders from the Biden administration it deems unconstitutional, heightening the chance of a conflict with the White House in a state that has already vowed not to enforce any potential federal mask mandate. In 1860, it was South Carolina. In 2020 and 2021, it is now South Dakota. All eyes turn to South Dakota. State Representative Aaron Aylward, A-Y-L-W-A-R-D, Aylward, a Republican from Harrisburg, introduced a measure, HB 1194, at the end of January. It would bar the South Dakota government from enforcing any executive order, quote, that restricts a person's rights or that is determined by the Attorney General to be unconstitutional, the close quote, if they meet certain criteria. This isn't just President Biden issue, but rather an overall executive overreach issue that we've been experiencing for a long time, Mr. Aylward told KELO. Well, I might suggest then that the proper course of action is to stop being in a union. If you don't like what the president is doing and you just want to go, yeah, we don't like that one. This is not Burger King. You don't get to have it your way. Maybe you should. Maybe you should get a have it your way. Remember the...
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way.
At Biden King. Hi, yes, can I have a membership in the union with no strings attached and a nuclear power plant if I want one?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce, special orders down up there.
Oh, I love those little trips down memory lane. It's just, you know, of course, today's Burger King commercials aren't even about burgers. They're about fake burgers. Impossible burgers and what have you. Wouldn't it just be easier to just go like, yeah, we're kind of an independent republic. We're the Republic of South Dakota. And we want to have, I mean, this makes absolutely no sense to me anymore. It just doesn't compute. I'm like the robot on Lost in Space. Warning, Will Robinson, that does not compute. It doesn't compute. Why not have a true North American trade agreement, a true NAFTA, with not only Mexico and Canada, and of course all the individual provinces in Canada should each have the right to determine whether or not they wish to have free trade with South Dakota or Louisiana or whatever, and not have a centralized system of government whatsoever. You can easily have currency exchanges if you want to use the national or the continent-wide currency that is the dollar. Hell, they use it in parts of China, they use it in parts of Africa, they use it in parts of the of Russia, and it's recognized everywhere. You can always exchange it. Well, then use it. If you don't want to use it, then mint your own damn money. I mean, really, what is the point? You know what it is? People are fat, lazy, apathetic, and cowardly. They rather have the evil that they know than the evil that may come. And I'll just say again, I do not think that the answer to everything is to secede. I think it's something that it is possible and you can do it. And even in some instances, it may become necessary very soon. I think if you have the, again, if you have the constitutional authority to ratify the Constitution and enter the Union, then you have the same sovereign constitutional authority to unratify it and leave it. It's as simple as that. But just using this example of South Dakota here, what I don't understand why they would, what do you get out of being in the Union? If you want to tell Trump in some instances, and now Biden almost every other day, go pound sand, we're not going to do that. What do you get? Why are you sending them money? Why are you taxing your citizens? We got national defense. We got protect. You're landlocked. How in the hell is the Chinese army going to get to you? So I'm saying this makes absolutely no sense to me. None. But yet, there it is. There it is. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. This portion of the program brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, where we have a store of autographed by the author Joseph Pierce books, unlike anyone in the entire civilized world. So why not go point your browser if you're looking for something to read for this Lent, and you're going to turn off Twitter and turn off Pride Book and turn off all forms of electronic media, except, of course, the radio. Don't turn the radio. Don't do that. Go to the bookstore. And Joseph Pierce signs almost all of the books that we have, including all those classics that he wrote about Shakespeare and about what Shakespeare was thinking when he wrote this play and what the true meaning of that play is. So many works by Joseph Pierce, all signed by the author in the Founders Trading Post, along with over 100 other book titles. And if there's one in there that you want, and you can't find it, let us know. We'll order it. So shop today at mikechurch.com/shop. Member, all your purchases go to support the Crusade Channel. So it's just another way. You're going to buy books anyway. You're going to buy beeswax candles. You're going to buy cigars. Why not get them coffee? All in the Founders Trading Post. Why not get them from us? So shop at Crusade. I'm sorry, mikechurch.com/shop. And tell us I sent you. There you go. Tell me that I sent you. All right. Back to this announcement here from the South Dakota legislature. The U.S. Congress has abdicated their duty for a long time in different areas. This bill is simply setting up a process to nullify acts that would be unconstitutional. When looking at the U.S. Constitution, the president only has the powers that are laid out in Article 2. Now, again, I don't get it. I don't understand. If the Congress has abdicated its role, the presidency is screwed up in issuing monstrous declarations and dictates. So the state of South Dakota, or this guy in South Dakota, is basically saying, I don't think we should have to obey these people anymore. The governor of South Dakota, certainly Kristi Noem, who may have eyes on becoming president of this wretched thing that we call a union, or that used to be called a union, certainly has been telling an official Mordor in the Potomac River to go pound sand for some time. So again, why do you stay in the Union? 844-527-8723. Nearly any executive order would be ripe for review under the law, which says it applies to directives about, quote, a pandemic or other public health emergency, as well as gun rights and regulation of the financial sector through the imposition of environmental, social, or governance standards. The regulation of natural resources, regulation of the agricultural industry, the regulation of land use, the regulation of the financial sector through the imposition of environmental, social, or government standards, the regulation of the constitutional right to keep and bear arms, pretty much almost everything. So, why not just bail on the entire endeavor? and just go it on your own. This would include any attempts at a national mask mandate. The representative told radio station KELO, this pertains to our rights that are protected under the U.S. Constitution. You know, just think for just a moment here. The SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, everyone is up in arms. And when I say up in arms, figuratively speaking, up in arms. Bayonets are being affixed and attached over this upcoming court case where supposedly the Supreme Court of the United States is going to determine whether or not here locally, Randy Smith can send sheriff's deputies to my house, kick my door down on a no-knock warrant, just start confiscating guns. I'm just going to say this about this, about that particular case. The Fourth Amendment is in the bill of the so-called Bill of Rights for a specific reason, and that reason is because the people that drafted the Fourth Amendment, principally James Madison and George Mason, at that time had fresh in their memories what had happened in royal colonies when minutemen, militiamen, were suspected to be harboring caches of weapons.